Chapter 3. Motherhood is born. From creation to Father Abraham. After I submitted a book proposal for missional motherhood, the thought occurred to me that what I'm attempting to do in part one is a fool's errand. How can you possibly summarize something like, oh, you know, God's epic plan for redemptive history and how motherhood fits in just a few short chapters? Though I'm confident that this is the right way forward for this book, I still feel intimidated when I try to summarize a story so grand and mind-boggling. I am encouraged, however, that this genre of summary is worthwhile for the busy women who will read this book, because the practice of summary, and the intimidation that goes along with it, is something we do all the time. We all know that intimidated feeling we get when a child asks a profound question. We've all been bewildered when someone we know gets blindsided by tragedy. We all feel frustrated when we realize that precious time is flying by too quickly. We've all sat speechless after reading certain news headlines. The big picture helps us to keep going. To use theater terms, because we are all characters living out a story, we're all ad-libbing according to the script we've subconsciously summarized in our hearts. What are we actually doing in our motherhood? And to what end is this mission headed? We need to know the big story that starts with the old, old story. The story writing word. I said earlier that we were going to watch the shadow of the cross loom large over the Old Testament. The Bible that Jesus read has something to say to us moms today. That idea was new to me when I became a Christian, and I felt as though my brain would either melt in confusion or burst in joy when I heard that the promised seed of the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, was Jesus. As a new believer, I remember thinking how it was good, good news. Because all growing up, I was under the impression that the God of the Old Testament was somehow different from the God of the New Testament. I thought that the first God was angry with all the sinners, and it's a good thing that the God changed into Jesus and started loving the sinners instead. Boy, was I relieved to discover that I was wrong. Who could possibly trust or love a God who shapeshifts or changes? Praise our